Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Jizoan Zen Community's Dharma Talks. We are happy to make these recordings available to you. Please consider making a one-time or recurring donation via the link on our webpage found under Become a Member. We thank you wholeheartedly. Gassho.
Dharma, incomparable, profound, minutely subtle, pervading the entire universe, revealing right here, right now, is rarely experienced, even in hundreds, thousands, millions of eons. We can see it. We can listen to it. We can know it and experience it. May we completely understand and may we actualize this Tathagata's true meaning. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First, I want to take the moment to acknowledge your choice to be here this day. I recognize that on this beautiful fall day, you could be anywhere else, but you chose to be here with me. For too many decades, for too many American citizens, Veterans Day has too often represented merely a holiday. Perhaps a day to buy a new car at a reduced rate or some other consumer-oriented object. But today, we hopefully bring a renewed energy to its singular purpose. Most people do not know that the first Veterans Day was referred to as Armistice Day. It was celebrated after World War I, and it was meant to be a celebration of the end of all wars. Unfortunately, and maybe rightfully so, when it became Veterans Day, that never happened. But we gather here today to honor the fallen soldier in the battlefield, the wounded soldier returning home, broken forever, to a family broken forever, and to those men and women of our armed forces and the armed forces of nations throughout the world who, for whatever mysterious reason, find it in their heart to make such a sacrifice. We do not honor the military-industrial complex, and we most certainly do not honor what they are so often, rightfully or not so rightfully so, called to do. And so we bring honor to our veterans. We bring honor to all of them by praying for the end of all war, all violence, and their causes, both in our nation, that tends to be the most violent nation in the world, and to nations and communities and families and men and women, fathers and mothers, daughters and sons, brothers and sisters, neighbors and friends, today, yesterday, and unfortunately, at least for some time tomorrow. Our prayer for the end of war will be our silence. We will enter into a whole day of silence. We will begin that silence now and continue throughout the day until the end of this vigil we sit to commemorate, and whose power and truth I believe will emanate from this sacred hall to bring healing and renewal. Enter the silence. I encourage you to become as quiet as those men and women lying in the cemeteries of Arlington and veteran seminaries throughout the world. Know their silence intimately. Bear the tears and the grief of the wounded warrior and their families, their spouses, their children. In your silence, create the arms of embracement, holding not only their suffering, but the millions and millions and millions of citizens bombed in the world wars, Korea, Vietnam, Africa, the Middle East, and here in our own nation, over the insanity of war. Your choice to be here today is a noble one. Again, I realize you could be anywhere else, perhaps going to Bucks County or the Pine Lands to enjoy the day. We're just simply taking it easy. But to choose to be here and to sit in silence for a real commemorating of Veterans Day is a noble choice. Do not squander that choice. Enter within yourself, creating a space to hold the peace on earth. We dream of and repeat our intention for every holiday season of every year since God knows when. Perhaps that intention of yours, and I would like to thank others in our nation today who have made similar choices, perhaps it will indeed prove to be transformational for us all. But as Zen Buddhists, we vow to engage, we vow to commit an endless path, whatever the results or lack thereof. We vow to remain true and to love all the many beings, friend and foe, known and unknown. We vow to distinguish and to detach from those desires that would have us hate our enemy or the stranger. And we vow to master this truth, if not any other truth, the truth and the power of love, no matter how many lifetimes we may strive to do so. These are our four vows, the vows of the monk and the vows of the layperson, and that is why they are called the vows for all. Be mindful of those vows as you sit. Turn to them, find refuge in them. In those moments, you may be distracted in your silence. Stay focused on your breath. Your breath will take you to that place within you that never ceases to exist, that never changes, the one permanence within the nature of impermanence. Settle into that place and remain there, whether sitting and meditating, whether walking in Kinhin, whether going to the bathroom and back, sharing the meals prepared for you today with love and care, working at work practice, until you hear that final bow, that final bell, and make that final bow later this evening. We must know silence before we can expect its peaceful remnants to blanket the earth. If we cannot find peace and the desire for peace within ourselves and hold it as paramount in our lives, how can we expect it ever to be on earth? Find that peace today. Hold that peace today. And if you have not already, and if you have already, you who have, renew that. And those of you who have not yet, make it your solemn vow that your life be peaceful for yourself, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your community, this nation, and nations everywhere. And you will have done great honor to veterans today, yesterday, and tomorrow. This is the truth, not a lie.